So I was playing. I've been playing this clip of Kennedy versus Bork. We've seen this with Clarence Thomas. The Democrats are now saying now we must have an up or down vote now, as if they've always given Republican presidents nominees of their choosing.
Yeah, it's real. This has become quite a fun time for people like you because. We're going to have two elections here, a president of the United States and a Supreme Court justice who's going to sway the court like never before. So you're right. I guess the difference is that the Republicans jumped up and said, we're not even going to consider anyone, instead of playing the game and saying, we'll consider them, but we're just going to knock them down. So I give them credit for being transparent there, because they're saying, listen, you're a lame duck president. Why should we consider someone now when you're going to be gone in a matter of months? So I give the Republicans credit for just calling it the way it is.
Well, here's the amazing thing. First of all, and I realize that when Democrats talk about the Constitution, as Ted Kennedy was there, they're largely speaking to people who are very ignorant. The Senate does not, under any circumstances, owe a president, any president, a nominee of his choosing. The Senate constitutes checks and balances, which is to say they can place advising consent, meaning they don't have to confirm anyone. Now, this idea that the Democrats have always given Republicans their nominees, that's a lie. We saw the upholding of Priscilla Owen, of Miguel Estrada, of Janice Rogers Brown. There were even Republicans who didn't want Harriet Myers, Justice Bork, and others. This is nothing new in politics.
This is absolutely nothing new. This is politics as usual. This is not a Democratic-Republican issue, especially when you have someone like Anthony Scalia, who is such a strict constitutional, kept the Constitution so strictly, or abided by it so strictly. So what we have here, this is simply a political issue. The Democrats want to get someone in quickly because they're afraid if they lose the election, they're not going to have, they won't be able to put in another type of Scalia. And the Republicans are saying, whoa, there's no need for us to do it quickly. You are a lame duck president. You are going to be gone. We are going to want someone who's going to be in the same ilk, if you will, of Scalia, who's a constructionist. So there's no reason to push this through. And it's going to add more fun to the what's going on in the next 10 months.
You know, what's also amazing is, maybe the Republicans in the Senate should say, sure, you can have a nominee so long as he's acceptable to us. I mean, we're the majority now, right? I mean, we're talking about a lame duck president facing a opposition party majority in the Senate. That would mean that this is where checks and balances come in, that if he wants to put a nominee on the court, then he's going to have to make that nominee acceptable to the majority. Now, I also saw this both in the Washington Post and the American Thinker. Dems and Senate passed a resolution in 1960 against election year Supreme Court appointments. And it says right here, Senate Resolution 334, quote, expressing the sense of the Senate that the president should not make recess appointments to the Supreme Court except to prevent or end a breakdown in the administration of the court's business. Each of President Eisenhower's SCOTUS appointments had initially been a recess appointment, who was later confirmed by the Senate, and the Democrats were apparently concerned that Ike would try to fill any last-minute vacancies that might arise with recess appointments. The GOP opposed this. Hypocrisy goes both ways, the American Thinker says. So the Democrats have their own history of saying, we don't want Republican presidents in the waning days of their administration to staff the fill the court with people who may be there for a generation.
No question about it. Absolutely no question about it. This is not a Republican issue. It's a political issue. No, and it makes sense. The amendment with the law, which never came to pass, makes sense. Why allow a president who's on his way out to essentially, especially in such a Scalia type of situation where he's got such power and strength in the swing vote, why let a liberal president or even a conservative president dictate what the next 10, 20 years of the presidency is going to be? It makes sense. This is not the Democrats can scream as much as they want. They're guilty of the same thing. This is not a Democratic-Republic issue. This is an issue as to the best way to, it's a policy issue. Do we allow a president who's on his way out to pick a Supreme Court justice. That's the issue.
Well, no, look, on the other side of it, and Rich Roth is joining us, rrrothlaw.com, rrothlaw.com, sorry. Yeah, look, the other side has a legitimate argument to make that a president fills Supreme Court vacancies. Got it. The conservative side to this is, yes, that's true, but there's also this thing called the Senate, which you're facing a hostile majority in. That means if you're looking at the waning days of your presidency or waning months of your presidency, and there's an unfortunate set of circumstances, meaning Scalia has passed away, if you're going to present a nominee to an opposition majority, that nominee is going to have to fit the criteria of the opposition majority. And I would,
or they won't approve it. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And I think the Democrats would say the same thing. If this were the waning days of the Bush administration and he was looking at another Alito, or I won't say Roberts anymore after the Obamacare, but let's just say another Alito. And the Democrats said, look, we took the Senate back in 2006. We're seated in 2007. We're not going to give you another conservative justice. You're going to have to find somebody that is acceptable to the Democrat majority in the Senate.
And you're absolutely right. And Obama, in order for him to find, he's going to obviously nominate someone. And it better be a non-liberal judge. Doesn't have to be a Scalia, as far right as Scalia, but anyone who's anywhere near the liberal tendencies, the liberal decision-making, is just going to be bounced. So he can keep bouncing and bouncing him. So it's really going to be difficult for him. Because he has to find someone who really is going to be approved by the Senate, which ain't going to be easy today.
Well, on the other side of that is, I mean, look, he can't get anything through legislatively. I mean, a lot of us conservatives are beating up on congressional Republicans for giving him his final budget. But, you know, he wants to, you know, put firewalls of protection up for his deportation or his DACA program. He wants to make sure that, you know, once and for all, there's no more challenges to Obamacare. And we know it. We know he wants to see a change of the second in the Second Amendment before he leaves the White House. The only way to do that, if you can't do it legislatively and he's run out of options with the executive action, is to get a series of ironclad 5-4 decisions. He couldn't do that with someone like Scalia on the bench. This presents him an opportunity. I don't see the Democrats. I see the Democrats fighting like Democrats, quite frankly.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what's going to happen. He is going to try to find somebody to shore up the immigration decision, which is pending, the abortion decision, which is pending, the overtime class action decision, which is pending. There's a voting rights decision that's pending, as well as a Second Amendment decision. And it throws a quagmire. Who knows? I mean, he's going to have to find somebody who is going to be acceptable to this Republican majority. And I don't know if he can, quite frankly. I don't think he'll be able to.
All right, I got to leave it there. Rich Roth, rrothlaw.com.